Wearable technology hooked a lot more people in the past year or so. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Marielle Segarra, in for Molly Wood. During the pandemic, especially with gyms shut down or just less appealing, people bought a lot of wearables. Those are smart devices that you wear on your body, in your ear, on your wrist, or as a patch even, and that track your activity in some way, like your vital signs or how much you move. Look at sales of smartwatches. They jumped by almost 18% in 2020, according to Gartner. Gartner also forecasts that spending on wearables will grow to more than $81 billion by the end of this year. I talked to Ramon Lamas, a research director at the International Data Corporation, about why wearables got so popular during the pandemic.
We saw a lot of interest over here because these devices really do a good job of tracking your health and fitness. It'll tell you how many steps you've taken in any given day, what your heart rate is, how many calories you burn, and those are all important things. But at the same time, having to do it from home because you can't go to the gym, and to track it with a smartwatch or a fitness tracker made things so much easier so that a lot of the guesswork was eliminated. You didn't have to have a huge, expensive piece of machinery sitting in your bedroom or in your living room. You could do all your exercises at home instead.
I wonder, do you have any wearables? Have they changed your behavior? Have they taught you anything about yourself?
Yeah, the answer is a resounding yes. You know, I was in a situation not too long ago where I visited my doctor and I thought I was in really good shape. And the doctor came back to me and said, Ramon, your cholesterol is too high and you need to lose about 25 pounds. And I became a fan of the treadmill and used my wearable on the treadmill. I also have a Fitbit scale that my smartwatch connects to. And so I had a constellation of devices and applications that I had to use to try to get my weight down and get my health back in order.
So it's interesting. In that case, your wearables, they didn't tell you there was a problem, but you used them to help you get healthier.
Exactly. I also used it to make sure that I was getting enough sleep. Because I used to be a big night owl, staying up to close to midnight on most nights. Now I find a lot more value going to bed earlier, no later than about 9:30 or 10 o'clock if I can help it. I found out that my best workout time was going earlier in the morning. For my wearable to tell me, hey, Ramon, your cholesterol is too high. No, the wearable did not do that. Instead, it helped me keep track of my journey and I've gotten there.
You've been covering this space of wearable technology for years now. What sorts of new features or devices do you see this space diving into in the next 5 years?
I'm hoping to see that wearables become a lot more prescriptive. Right now, wearables do a great job of collecting my descriptive data. What I want to know is here, what can I do better based on all this data? And we saw that with Fitbit not too long ago. It's in one of their capabilities in their Fitbit Premium app is that it will take a look at your performance for the past several days and say to you, hey, Ramon, today's a good day to go do 5 miles. Wow. Now I have a coach on my wrist telling me what to do. Because it knows my patterns, it knows my behavior, and it adjusts accordingly. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Ramon Lamas is a research director at the International Data Corporation. And now for some related links. Wearable technology has evolved a lot over the past few years. One big change, devices have gone from simply tracking your physical activity to taking those measurements and making judgments about your emotional state. Like last year, Amazon came out with its Halo fitness band, which claims it can tell you about your tone, how you're coming off, by listening to your voice. Do you sound happy, hopeful, confused, worried, bored? And it could be easier to hear that kind of feedback from a device than from a human, like your partner or your boss. Lamas also told me that wearables might be able to predict whether someone has COVID-19. And there is some research on this. Scientists at Stanford and Case Western have shown that basic smartwatch data on heart rate and sleep time can indicate when someone has a pre-symptomatic case of COVID. We'll link to that research on the show page. And after all this talk about wearables, we wanted to hear from some people who might use them. At Fort Greene Park in Brooklyn this week, our producer Stephanie Hughes found a couple folks working out. Like, two personal trainers were practicing something called animal flow, which they described as a mix of capoeira, yoga, and modern dance.
All right, let's start right foot, the left foot.
These guys are into fitness, and one of them, Roger Franco, bought an Apple Watch during the pandemic since he couldn't go to the gym. He works out a lot, running, lifting weights, also, you know, stuff like animal flow. And he said that when he met the goal set by the watch, it gave him a little boost.
It kind of, like, gave you, like, a prize, like a good feeling, like, oh, I won.
In another part of the park, our producer talked with Becca Keener, who was dancing on her own in the grass. She does not own a wearable, though she was at one point obsessed with hitting certain fitness goals. She isn't anymore.
It's most important to be like in the experience for whatever purpose you're doing it for, you know, relaxation, or like if you're working on strength training, you know, like the mind muscle connection, that's really important. And if you like have like constantly thinking, like, I gotta hit this number, that can kind of take you away from that work.
Have you been that person before?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I hate her now.
But Keener said she would try a tracker that could accurately measure her breath or heart rate while sleeping.
Because I'm curious, I just want that as information to track like how well I'm doing in terms of like regulating my nervous system and other markers. I just like would like to know where I'm at.
Which may be why the companies that make wearables are introducing all sorts of new features. Something for everyone. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, Stephanie Hughes, and Jody Becker produced the show. Our engineer is Becca Weinman. I'm Mariel Segarra, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.